joined with head coach for the Scott City Lady Beavers and Lori Astraer. Coach, you finally got that monkey off your back for that second win. It took a while, but finally got the win over Liberal tonight. 58-51, congratulations. And it's just so tough to get that win, and you have to feel like the team's going to get a little bit more confident after that win.
Yes, you know, the girls definitely played hard tonight for all four quarters. There in the second quarter was a little rough, but, you know, we picked it up. They worked hard Wednesday and yesterday in practice and, you know, just got after it and did everything we needed to do, and it was all there tonight.
You could definitely see the aggressiveness from the word go for your team in that first quarter. It seemed like all five kids who were on the court, whether it be first two off the bench, they were just flying to the ball all over the place, and that intensity was there. And then you had that second quarter where you had some foul trouble where you had to sit some of your players, and it was kind of panic mode, but luckily it was only a two-point deficit at the break.
Right, yeah. I think this was actually the first game that we are actually on the floor getting all the loose balls. Usually we get beat by that. Yeah, and you're right. Jan and Bailey were on the bench that second quarter, so, you know, we were just hanging on, waiting until halftime so that, you know, we could get them back into the third quarter and try to get up.
I thought two kids that really stepped up huge for you. Shanae Hamey, she got a career-high 21 tonight. She got that career high in the third quarter, but she hit some clutch free throws in that fourth quarter, 5 of 6 for Scott City.
Yeah, she really stepped up on both ends of the court. You know, she was getting some steals, playing very aggressive defense. Offensive-wise, you know, she just kept taking it to the basket. She does that about every game. And tonight, you know, she's looking for a shot on the outside a little bit more. You know, overall, she was just stepping up.
Player I thought really stepped up. It seemed like she took a little bit of a leadership role here tonight. Kelly Wyckoff, she finished with 13, and that was really the most composed I've seen her all year of handling the basketball.
Yeah, she did really well. You know, in practice, she's always been a leader, and in the game, she's not quite. I think her confidence hasn't really been there, but tonight she actually realized she can take anybody to the basket, you know, and the first half her shots weren't quite going in, so we talked to her about what she was doing wrong. In the second half, she just kept at him and, you know, making sure everybody was on the same page and staying up on defense.
Well, you guys get the victory, get that second win of the year, and finally get a return the favor, a win for you tonight, and you have another opportunity on Tuesday night, get the return the favor to Hugoton. They've beaten you twice, but the second time around was last Friday night in a close game where you had the lead at half but lost by 7. And
30 seconds,
you got to feel that maybe guys are going to be pretty hungry coming into Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, we are. We definitely are, you know, getting the revenge on Liberal tonight and then going into Hugoton on Tuesday. I think our girls are ready. You know, they kind of realize the effort that it takes to win a basketball game, and they are very excited about the win tonight, so I think it's going to continue.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations. A much-needed victory and a big victory for you guys to get win number 2. And thanks for joining us here, and best of luck to you coming up on Tuesday.
Thank you.